This is 570 News. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening online, we appreciate that. That's, of course, the case for many around the globe. 570news.com, you can listen live there. And if you are listening online, then obviously you're concerned about the internet and the safety of surfing the internet, using it for you and your family. And so you'll be interested in what Frank Foley has to say. He is ICANN's new internet ombudsman. Morning, Frank.
Hi, how you doing there?
Good. What does ICANN stand for?
ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's the organization that, as the name implies, assigns the names and domains and IP address numbers for all of the .coms or .net domain names on the Internet.
So are they the service or organization to which everybody who uses the Internet is answerable to?
Yeah, they're the overarching umbrella organization that all... eventually, every domain name in the world is assigned from.
So you are an ombudsman. What areas are under your purview?
Well, as the ICANN, Tracy, sort of controls all of the assignments of domain names around the world, ICANN is sort of like, a, for want of a better expression, a mini United Nations, because it represents different types of user groups, different types of constituencies around the world. And my job is to act as an alternative dispute resolution system within that framework. So if people have difficulties either with the organization itself or with a way a process is working in the organization, they can come to me as a way of reducing the tension in that process or try to create a resolution.
Can you give me an example of me as an average citizen, something that might cause me to need to contact you? Is there a simpler way to sort of put that?
Well, the average citizen probably won't have a lot to do with me, because you'll probably take up your complaints with the 300 registrars of domain names around the world as your first way of lodging a complaint.
Okay.
Just to give you kind of a background there, ICANN distributes the top-level domains. So they distribute .com, .net, .biz,
.travel,
and then the country code top-level domains, so in Canada, .ca. Mm-hmm. So there's about 240-odd country code top-level domains, 8 generic top-level domains, and then there are... the registries for those top-level domains. And then there are registrars, people that register your domain name. So your radio station would be, however you describe yourself, .ca or .com or .net. And you would work with a registrar to put your domain name in one of those international registries.
Okay, so people who are having a problem with pop-ups and spam aren't calling Frank Foley.
No. We're if you want to think of it this way, ICANN is like the telephone system. We're the people that design the architecture for where the telephone lines work and how you resolve getting from one telephone number to another to get the information that you want.
Okay, so your background is in the RCMP, am I right?
Oh yeah, I've got a very checkered past.
So how did you go from the baggy thighed pants and the horses to to writing the World Wide Web?
Well, it was in the RCMP many years ago, and in the meantime, I've worked in government. I also spent a couple of years working for the United Nations. So I kind of developed a background in conflict resolution, diplomacy. I've got a master's degree in conflict management and analysis along the way.
So, but you must have some interest or expertise, or at least you must be learning a lot right now as to how the web functions.
Well, I'm learning a lot about how the web functions. I mean, my famous pronouncement in the newspaper here locally, which was just a two-second quote that made one of the columns, was, "I'm no techie." and I'm not. I mean, I'm not hired because of my technical prowess. I'm
sure.
Hired because of my skill as a conflict resolver. Obviously, I have to know a lot about the subject matter as things come in. But you've got to remember, I'm working with the best and brightest minds in the world dealing with the Internet.
Yeah.
You know, these are the chairman of the board is Vinton Cerf, who's one of the people who invented the Internet. So my job isn't to try to replicate them in terms of being a techie. My job is to be a conflict resolver and an ombudsman and try to help people solve issues.
Who's the guy who invented the Internet again?
His name is Vinton Cerf.
Yeah, so have you had to resolve any conflict between him and Al Gore?
No, not yet.
Because the whole thing, although you don't have to be a techie,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't hurt, does it? I mean, there must be some resolutions that will only be arrived at by delving into the world
of what
makes that whole technical thing
tick. No, and it's very important to be able to get an uptake on this stuff, and I've gone through numerous briefings on the architecture of the net and how things work, and to be able to figure out the basic language and nomenclature. And, when it comes to the very advanced science of it, I leave that to the managers in the office to help me out. But
is it from your office, or will it be from ICANN, that solutions come in terms of content on the web, or what do you foresee in terms of the future of what's acceptable, what isn't it? Because right now, basically, everything goes.
Yeah, that's actually a really, really good question. Again, if you sort of transpose it, the same sort of idea on communications from the web back to the telephone and how the telephone system is designed, Bell doesn't control what goes across the wires that it establishes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with ICANN. They don't control the content of the web. They just help to ensure that people around the world have access to it. And that will be up to national governments and local communities and those sorts of things to determine what standards are acceptable to them.
I'm just coming back online here.
Hi. Good to have you aboard.
Thanks. And as you may or may not have gleaned from this conversation so far, I am not a techie either.
Good.
So I'm trying to understand this, and I think I may have come up with something that might be easier for the layperson to understand. I need you to tell me if I'm right on this one. I remember a number of years ago, there were the issues with celebrities such as Madonna and other people taking their names for their websites, and there was really nobody to go to say you can't do that. Would that fall under your purview?
Well, in a way, ICANN has developed what they call a uniform domain name resolution policy in the interim because of lots of issues like that. And if someone has a trademarked name, Dave Sturgeon, so if you wanted to get a website and you all became a very, very famous person, and
doubtful, but
you wanted to register that.ca.
Sure.
And someone else in overnight had stolen that domain name or registered in place of you.
Yeah.
And you had the trademark on that name. You could go through a dispute resolution policy with the registrar to say, look, it's me. I'm the person that should have that, and away you go. You could eventually bring that up to me to say that the registrar hadn't been fair in applying the policies established by ICANN.
But you're like the king of global registrars.
I think he's like Solomon in that.
Oh my God.
He's just the guy.
Do you have a throne?
No.
A scepter with which you anoint registrars as they approach you humbly?
No, not at all. I'm just a humble Canadian guy doing a very fun job and trying to help people out.
Where are you set up?
Well, the head office for ICANN is in Marina Del Rey, California.
Excellent.
And we have an office in Brussels, and we're going to have five other regional offices around the world opening up over the next year.
And let me guess, you're working out of your basement.
No, actually fairly close. I'm going to be moving to Vancouver, and so I'm in the same time zone as Marina Del Rey. But I think for my office, I need to have, it's sort of the Caesar's wife thing. Not only do I need to be independent, but I need to be seen to be independent.
Sure.
So I'm going to be working from Vancouver, not out of my basement, because there are no basements in Vancouver.
And there shouldn't be.
I will sort of travel to Marina Del Rey, Brussels, and the five other offices as needed to conduct my investigations and reviews.
It's a good gig, eh?
Yeah,
it's really
good.
I don't know if we've pointed out either. Is this not the first of its kind as far as your gig is concerned?
Yeah, no, I'm the very first ombudsman for ICANN and the Internet. Yeah.
Very cool.
You're a pioneer ombudsman.
Yeah, indeed. So,
matter of fact.
As I said in my speech to the board in South Africa, the guy that comes behind me is going to have a much easier job.
No kidding.
Yeah, you're sorting it out as you go.
Yeah.
Building a puzzle without a picture to go by.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, there's lots of models on what ombudsman should be like, and it's just a very new environment to do it in, and there's lots of expectations on what I should be able to do and what I can do, and it's going to be a very interesting time with the community to sort out exactly what it is, where my boundaries are, and what properly belongs to me, and what properly belongs somewhere else. And
you don't sound near arrogant enough for the job, but I'm sure you'll grow into it.
Thanks.
You sound like a great guy. But nice to talk to you. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks a lot for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
You
appreciate
as well.
Thank you very much.
Frank Foley, ICANN's new Internet Ombudsman, and just a great guy.
Sounds like a great guy, yeah.